The Lord is truly with us, heart dwellers. And tonight he had a message of preparation about things that are about to happen in the world, about an onslaught from the demonic realm that's about to overtake Christians or to attempt to overtake us in any case. And he wants us prepared. So I'm going to go right into the message for you. It's September the 13th, 2015. He began, "O my daughter, the nations are indeed in turmoil. At a rolling boil are the doings of men. Covering the whole earth is the corruption of wicked men, and sad indeed are the remnant of their rage. Stripped, naked, broken, those who have been devoured by the enemy. Tears stream from my eyes, day and night, over the tragedies multiplied. Compassion has gone beyond stirring my heart. Rather, broken is my heart with the victims of Satan's rage. For he knows his time is short and is following every possible venue to destroy humanity. My heart aches for the little ones around the world. Profoundly wounded am I for my people. So I will arise. I will take captives from the mighty. I will indeed plunder the proud and exalt the meek. The time has come for me to arise from my rest and bear my mighty arm. The wicked will be captured in their own deceits, and the innocent exonerated." As I was coming in preparation for this message, Ezekiel was, we were having a communion service, and the scripture that came up was Isaiah 52:10. "I am bearing my holy arm in the sight of all the nations. All the ends of the earth will behold my salvation." It's interesting that the Lord brought this up again. Lord, what does this have to do with? It is the general condition of the whole earth, whose inhabitants have been drunk on the blood of the innocent. Knowing he cannot touch me, who does he target? The children. They are being plundered by the thousands. The sex trade, beheadings, torturing, sold into slavery, taken from their parents and slaughtered for their body parts. Too terrible to mention are the doings of men in this hour, Claire. My heart trembles at what I must do and what must come to pass to restore this earth to the righteous Eden I had planned for her. Lord, I want to be closer to you. I want to see what's going on and accompany you. For this, you must dedicate more time. And yes, delegating to helpers is my will for you. Be free, my little lark. Be free and perch upon my shoulder. Sing a sweet song to me and tuck under my chin. Lord, what can I do? Hold me, Claire, and hold me tightly, and don't ever let me go. Yes, your mind wanders, but it always returns to me. And this is your home, my beloved, not the world. It is hostile and deceitful. Rather, here, tightly pressed against my heart, is your refuge. As I have told you before, the line of demarcation between those of the world and those of my body is going to become clearer and clearer. Hostility towards my people will continue to increase. In this country especially, Christians will come under fire. The groundwork has been laid. Plans made long ago are coming to fruition. And great will be the triumph of my people over darkness. As hostilities increase, so must your love increase. The temptations to be hateful and combative will be without end, but so will my grace be unending. Lord, are you talking about a revival? Not as you define revival, rather a rising up from being noncommittal, neutral, and lukewarm to being quietly firm and immovable in my name. Every facet of life is being affected by this purge Satan is attempting to bring about. All the dealings you have with the world will be fraught with resistance, from the doctor's office to the bank to the grocery stores. But soon Christians will be known as a force to be reckoned with because of their steadfast faith. The world will begin to see the difference between my people and those of the world, not in self-righteousness, but in ethical behavior and sticking to what they believe in the face of opposition and ridicule. This will be like drawing a line in the sand, this far and no further. All over the world, people will begin to recognize Christians as a real, living entity, as a kingdom united under God. Spiritual warfare will be needed just to get through the day. This will not be a time of ease, but a time of fighting to maintain ground and pressing in to take more ground. Those who do not have an authentically intimate relationship with me will be grossly led astray into counterfeits, which are about to spring up everywhere. Bashing and gossip will reach an unprecedented level, and those who do not live by my ways will fall. The enemy will use gossip to create a breach in their armor, and on the heels of that, demons will enter and wreak havoc. Congregations will begin to fall apart as never before, as weak Christians give in to the temptation to criticize others, especially those in positions of responsibility. It will be hard on the overseers, very hard. The sheep will be belligerent and combative, believing themselves to have a higher truth than those I have appointed. Oh, Claire, pray for the pastors. It will be as if demons came in and took over their churches. They will see an unprecedented level of hostility from even those they've trusted in the past. Yes, darkness is encroaching, and only those who truly know me will stand. Even at that, it will still be a struggle. But the secret is love and forgiveness. Being in this posture will completely foil the enemy's attempts to overthrow my people. My bride will shine by her docility, humility, and ability to handle even the most difficult people without losing grace. She will present an example undeniable of my living presence in her. Oh, my people, prepare yourselves for the battle. Be prepared to be rejected, calumniated, abused, ignored, and downgraded. Do not allow any of the enemy's attempts to knock you down. Rather, stand fast in who you are in me. Your worth is not in gold and silver. Your worth is in my blood, which purchased you from among the nations. And here I just want to take an aside. As I was recording this, the Lord spoke to Ezekiel, and he brought up what happened with the Amish children, how they were slaughtered one by one, and how the first response of the families was to say, "We forgive him." And then they took up a drive to help the widow who was left behind when he turned the gun on himself. This is the kind of virtue the Lord is calling us to have. They knew their children were in heaven, and even through their grief that their children were torn from them by this unrighteous act, they were still able to forgive. That's what he's calling us to, people. I don't know. I mean, I know that I would need a whole lot of grace, a whole lot of grace to be in that place if that happened to me. Do you see? This is going to be a time of proving, a time of testing and trying, that fire tried gold may be exalted among the people. Many will fall away. Many. They will not be able to handle the persecution and rejection. I have prepared you, my army of brides. I have taught you much about yourself. Why? Because when the gate of virtue is abandoned, the hordes of enemy fighters penetrate and bring you to your knees. If you stand in virtue, you cannot be penetrated. Stand in love, patience, long-suffering, peacemaking, humility, and thanksgiving. And I charge you now, under no circumstances are you to judge others. This will be the downfall of many. Judgment has been made a hobby and pastime by many who call themselves by my name. Judgment will be the greatest weapon Satan has against you. When you judge, you are going down. Now I am standing afar off watching this battle, as I am also truly at your right hand and am preparing you for the coming onslaught. People will wonder, what in the world is going on? Why is every day so full of anxiety and trouble? What is the world coming to? These will even be sentences you will hear repeated over and over again. And yes, it is the force of dark matter and proliferation of demons entering through portals that will cause such anarchy as man has not known on this earth before. Finally, science has the weapons to destroy humanity from the inside out. Eaten up with jealousy, greed, rage, lust, and rebellion, each will be his own undoing. This is why virtue at this time is paramount. Without virtue, you will be taken captive or slain in the battlefield. Without intimacy with me, you will not have virtue. Without obedience to me, there will be little, if anything, left of our relationship. My bride's love is what our relationship is based on. And if you love me, you will obey me. If you were slandering or undermining your neighbor, you were destroying your relationship with me. Without faith, it is impossible to please me. And now I tell you truly, without love for your brother, it is impossible to please me. Do not for one moment abandon the gate of virtue, nor for one second give in to the burning desire to hate. This is coming directly from demons who are flaming you with the fires of hatred Satan has for everything and everyone I created. Do not partake of his poison. Do not fall under his influence. Oh, Lord, that's scary. I've allowed myself to hate certain things and even people. Yes, this must stop. You cannot be my disciple and harbor hatred. You cannot be my bride and deal harshly with your brother. Love, forgiveness, patience are absolute necessities to qualify you as a bride of Christ. So I tell you now, my much loved ones, no more rancor, no more bitterness. You are in a privileged position. You are the crowning glory of my creation, and you must endure what I endured at the hands of the Roman soldiers without a whimper of protest. Can you do this? All things are possible with me living in you. All things. And where the trials are great, so is my grace. When you fall, waste no time repenting and coming before me for forgiveness. Make it your daily mission to stay clean before me. Frustrations from the outside will mount, so keep your lives very, very simple, lest you open the door on a multitude of distractions that will eat you alive as they hit snags. So now I have put you on the alert. I have told you what has been planned against you. I have told you how to overcome every attack of the enemy. Some of you are still very immature and find fault constantly with others. For you, this will be a bloody battlefield. Remember, the sooner you put down your sword against your brother, the sooner the enemy will retreat and withdraw. They are easily frustrated when they assault you, and you don't respond as they planned. But they will be back, so be on your guard. For some of you, Satan is counting on your past weaknesses to bring you all the way down, even into his pit, were it possible. Now is the time to grow up. See others as fragile and needing much grace, and see yourself in my mirror. Yes, when I withdraw my protection and allow you to fall, my mirror will be there, so you will see your faults are much greater than your brother or sister's. This is my gift of grace to you. I will show you who you are and who you aren't. And if you are wise, you will never again lift your head to condemn another. Oh, how I love each of you so tenderly. Even those of you with the blood of gossip on your hands, I still love you. I wish for you to triumph in this season. My bride, you are being prepared. The finishing touches of the fires of temptation are bringing out the most precious metals in you. Cleave to me with all your heart and all your strength, and cry out in moments of tormenting temptation. Cry out, and I will quell the storm and bring you through unscathed. Truly, I am with you and will not fail you or forsake you. The stronger the storm, the tighter my grip on you. I will not allow the tempter to steal you away from me. Please don't let go. Don't let go. Don't let go of me. Well, dear ones, I feel like I need to say something here. The Lord is with us, and this is all about a word in season. We're going to come under some fire like we have never come under before. And he's just trying to tell us what gives the enemy legal rights to engineer a fall and succeed. Ezekiel and I have seen it many times before in our marriage. I'll get a critical and impatient attitude towards him, and the Lord will allow a fall or a failure to get my attention. Oh, how hard those corrections can be. A twisted ankle, a fender bender, a cat gone from home for 3 days. Ugh, they are always painful. So the last thing in the world I want to do is give the enemy permission to sift me by abandoning charity and giving place to a critical spirit. I think, you know, this message sounds just a wee bit scary, but he's assured us that he's with us and we'll make it through the storms if we obey him. So please don't be discouraged. Forewarned is forearmed. And aren't we blessed that he's taken the time to prepare us and give us the weapons we need to fight the good fight. We truly are. Thank you, Lord. And God bless you, family.